You know, we've talked about the housing market here in Southern California many, many times in many, many different ways, including this morning with the Orange County Register's real estate columnist. And one of the issues that comes up time and time again is the conundrum of gentrification. When a neighborhood gets, quote unquote, discovered and people start moving in and investing in the property, it certainly improves the value of the surrounding homes, but that can oftentimes result in people being forced out of places that they can no longer afford to live in, or the character of the neighborhood changes profoundly. That's the feeling of our next guest, who wrote a book about Venice Beach, which is one of the iconic neighborhoods in Southern California. It's globally known, the Venice Boardwalk and the Canals. Venice Beach, The Last Days of a Bohemian Paradise. It's a pleasure to welcome to the show Dotan Segay. Dotan, how are you?
I'm good, Doug. Thank you so much for having me.
I appreciate you coming on. So when I first, the very first time I came to Los Angeles, which was, I think, 1981, right around there, maybe 83, mm-hmm. somewhere in the early 80s, I went to Venice Beach. That was one of the first places that you went, because growing up in New York, you always heard about it, and I went down to see it. And I think if you look at the crowds, that's one of the big draws. And it's also a draw for people to live in, and it always had this kind of funky, bohemian, kind of hippy-dippy. It was like Greenwich Beach, Greenwich Village by the beach. But, of course, Greenwich Correct. Village is now an enormously upscale neighborhood, too. So it's like the same right. things happen in Venice.
Right, and Coney Island, for that matter. I mean, it's also the reference that people think about when they think of Venice. So, yeah, Venice is changing quickly. So this is a photo book. I just wanted to specify this is not a written book. So I wouldn't be able to write a book. I take photos. I was trying to portray Venice the way it's been for the past 30 years, and with the urgency that it may not stay that way for very much longer. So that was kind of my what got me started on doing this book.
You know, it's on the one hand, it's a positive in that, I mean, we talk about all of these issues in Los Angeles, the price of housing, et cetera. You know, the upside of it is that we're in a city that people want to be in. You know, right. there's a lot of places in the country and around the world that people are fleeing, and that's a whole different issue. But there, for the folks who have lived there for many, many years, they lived there because they liked it the way it was. Then you get into what is, in essence, NIMBYism, where people say, I don't want you changing my slice of paradise.
That's right. I think it's really a case of too much love. frankly, you know, you have startup companies like Snapchat who just love Venice so much that they have strangled it, you know, in a way. And when you hug something too close, it endangers it. And I think that was the case with Snapchat, which is now in the process of moving out, but not without having caused a lot of trouble for Venice. You know, a lot of buildings were taking over. A lot of businesses have had to close their doors, including the Freak Show, which was portrayed in the book. And it does change the character of the neighborhood quite a bit. And unfortunately, even with them leaving, I'm not sure it's going to fix the problem, because I think just, you know, there's going to be new startups moving in. And all these people, as you mentioned, love Venice, and that's why they want to be there. But there's a point where, you know, it's only about 2 miles long, and it's not a very big neighborhood. And having this influx of you know, of people, of new residents and new businesses, really does change the character of a neighborhood after a while.
We're talking with Dotan Segay, who's the photographer and author, if you will, of Venice Beach, The Last Days of a Bohemian Paradise, which is available in bookstores and online and all that good stuff. And if you're a lover of Venice Beach, it's a must-have. You know, many years ago, I spent about 8-10 months living on Cape Cod. This is 1980-ish. And everybody who lived on Cape Cod once they got there, wanted to blow up the Sagamore Bridge or the Bourne Bridge. In other words, I got here now, and now nobody else should be allowed in. And this is one of the problems of all these kinds of places that, you know, people move there, they love it, and now that they're there, they want it to stay the same, but that's not how life works.
Right, right. Yes, and I think, you know, one of the reasons I wanted this book to be black and white, it looks very timeless in terms of, if you look at the photos, since you've seen Venice in the 80s, I actually haven't, because I'm a fairly new newcomer to L.A. I've moved to L.A. in 2003, so I didn't see that period of time, but I wanted the pictures to feel like they were taken in the 70s or 80s or 90s, and you really can't tell by looking at the photos in the book when the book was actually shot. It turns out it was shot in the past 3 years, but you would never tell that by looking at it. So I hope that people, you know, like you, who have visited Venice and have known Venice for all these years, will recognize the old Venice in this book, and hopefully it won't change too much. But if it does, I hope this will kind of serve as a statement for what it was.
All right. Well, Dotan Sagi, author of Venice Beach, The Last Days of a Bohemian Paradise. Good luck with the book. Thanks for coming on and talking to us about it.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to specify also there's an exhibit right now going on at Venice Arts. So if people want to see the work in big on the wall, about two-thirds of the book is currently exhibited there at 13445 Beach Avenue in Marina Del Rey.
Great. Go check it out. All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.